everybody. Welcome back to Solid Performance Solutions. Chris McCabe here. I'm going to keep it short and sweet because this is a fairly straightforward topic. And I think it just kind of makes sense on the face of it. But I want to make sure that anyone within the sound of my voice gives it some thought and asks us any questions if they're kind of stuck in a rut with either the appeals process or calling account health or chasing their own tail, going in circles, shifting weight from their left foot to the right foot. That's essentially what it looks like to us when it's like the full timeline of appeals and information about their suspension, their appeal process, whether or not they're doing it themselves or working with a service. I see a lot of the same going in circles is the best way to explain it. And I understand, I'll lead with this. I understand that the account health teams tend to send you in circles with mixed info, contradictory info, misguided info, inaccurate info. I mean, yes, I'm not saying this is all your fault. Obviously, it's the dance between you and the support teams or reps that you might be wasting time talking to. Sellers still love talking to a person, right? There's a difference between talking to a person who's manager level or above at Amazon. There's a difference between that and talking to a run-of-the-mill account health rep who might actually be a veteran with a lot of experience, but they might not have much to say, or they might not have details on appeal denials, which is what you really call them for, what you really need. They might not be able to share any of that with you. And then, of course, support, seller support. Story for another time. We don't have to talk too much about how just talking to someone who happens to be a support rep is going to get you anywhere. I think you already know the answer to that. What I want to focus more on is in terms of people rewriting their appeals based on one or two calls to account health reps and just kind of following what they told you to the letter. And my heart goes out to a lot of the sellers I've spoken to, not just recently, but throughout the year, in terms of taking meticulous notes on the conversation. Sometimes these are really long conversations. I don't think you really get much out of a call. It's more than 10 or so minutes with account health reps, but sometimes I hear these are 45-minute conversations. Might be kind of repetitive content. Maybe they're reinforcing notions that they present early on in the call, but a lot of the information, first of all, a lot of it contradicts what the previous account health rep told them, which is confusing on its face. I mean, that goes without saying, that happens every day. But beyond that, there's no recognition or very little recognition that sellers are out there following what they're told by account health reps, taking it as gospel, taking meticulous notes, rewriting their appeals, revising portions or all of an appeal for reinstatement, primarily on the information they got on that account health call, only to be rejected immediately after sending it in the same exact way. And there's no recourse. There's no responsibility taken by the rep you just talked to, right? Imagine if there were some sort of account health manager hotline, we could call in and say, I just talked to Gerald for half an hour. I did exactly what he told me. I rewrote the entire thing. We spent 4 or 5 hours redoing it, making sure the right info was in there, making sure the attachments were correct, making sure we understood what Gerald said on the call, whatever it might have been, something you spent half the day on, let's say. You submitted it and you got a copy and paste, basically worthless generic response. There's no accountability. You can't suddenly go to Gerald's boss and say, by the way, we followed everything he said, and it was a complete abysmal failure. So either Gerald has no idea what he's talking about, or the person who reviewed our appeal failed to appreciate everything that Gerald was talking about because he was right about everything and we got completely ignored and pushed to the side anyway. Those are the only two outcomes, right? There's no way to find some third. Oh, maybe you didn't quite understand what he said. If that's possible, then give yourself an honest self-assessment. Did you ignore everything he said on the call? Did you ignore what every account health rep told you? That's a different kind of problem. You're not paying attention when you're on the phone with them. That's a different deal. Or you're flipping it over to your VA who's only half interested or only has partial training when it comes to appeals, or something else is going wrong. Assuming that you did actually follow what account health told you, assuming that you called multiple times to fact check, double check, back up what the first rep told you. At that point, Amazon's forced you into an escalation posture. You cannot keep going in that circle. You have to point out whether you're escalating to account health management, seller performance, different SAS core managers you might have, getting internal escalations going for you. There's many different ways of escalating, as you probably heard on this podcast and in other videos I've done. But you have to draw the line somewhere. You cannot just keep calling account health. different story every time, rewrite it again, gets rejected again. Call back in again. Why was that one rejected? Totally different answers than what the last person told you. You will drive yourself crazy if you haven't already. And you can even point out to them on the call, we've gone through this cycle 4 times with different reps. Maybe sometimes you even talk to the same reps and they still really won't own the fact that when they gave you information, it didn't result in getting any progress or getting any farther along in the appeals process. They might just say, that's how it goes. We don't make these decisions. In fact, most of the time I've listened in on those calls, I've noticed that at that point, they don't even back up their own colleagues. They'll throw their own, Amazon appeal review team members under the bus and say like, you know, if you followed everything I said, you should have been reinstated. I'm with you. I agree with you, the seller. I disagree with my own colleagues. Okay, so in that case, can you run interference with the people that read the appeal or didn't even bother to read it and find out why they rejected it? You'll get a hodgepodge of answers to that. Usually they'll give you some version of the word no. They might promise, hey, I'm going to call you back in 48 hours. I'm going to dig into it, try to find something out. Mishmash of results. I mean, there's nothing really productive going on there from my experience. Amazon's promising, of course, different AI tools and AI, you know, seller assistant saying, maybe down the road, there'll be some more interaction internally to find out why appeals are getting rejected. And maybe at some point they'll come up with some version of the appeal response or the denial response that actually tells you something about why it was rejected, as opposed to these opaque copy and paste generic answers that don't tell you anything. All it does is give them a chance to say that they answered you, right? That's protecting their own flank and protecting their team in terms of its utility and its reason for being, because they can say, we didn't ignore the sellers. The sellers actually got it, right? That's just moving papers around on a desk. That's just busy work. And that doesn't have any value. So until that day, until we get to the point where account health reps are more transparent or are allowed to be more transparent, I think if you talk to some of them, they'll say, look, we would love to help you. We might even see something on your account that would be useful for your appeal, but our hands are completely tied behind our back. We're really just a phone and a voice and a person that you can talk to just so that we can say that we will talk to you. It's just an excuse, right? You're not getting useful, important information that you can use to revise an appeal. If you were, I would not be having so many conversations with so many sellers about all the vicious cycles they're going through where they do exactly what they're told on these account health calls and they get the exact same rejection they did. Again, that's an exercise in futility. You know it. Amazon knows it. We know it. Lots of people know it in the Amazon community at this point. All I can say in this relatively short podcast episode today is if you are aware that you're stuck in this vicious cycle, you don't seem to be breaking out of it. You might be trusting a little bit more often what they're telling you, more often than you should, perhaps. That's the time to stop what you're doing, pencils down, and reach out to us and have us jump in, take a look, at least advise you if you're insisting on doing it yourself. If you don't want to do it yourself, that's probably the moment to stop appealing and have us take over. Questions on that? Obviously, e-commerce Chris is the best place to reach us. You can email me at Chris, CHRIS@ecommercechris.com. See you next time.